It's Reality Check with Craig Price.
I'm an idiot.
4 minutes in and I'm already wrong.
I'm like a monkey. Hello, look at me. You're like A Beautiful Mind. I'm more like Forrest Gump. So it's
Craig Price is the man.
I knew it. Craig, shut up. It's Reality Check with Craig Price. This week, world-famous clothing designer Carolyn Strauss talks about her time and experiences with the Home Shopping Network. Welcome to the show. I have a great episode for you today. Carolyn Strauss is on, and I've waited a bit to release this episode. We recorded this in July at the National Speakers Association Convention, and I waited until this week, September 13th, just to be able to tell Carolyn, happy birthday. Tomorrow's her birthday, so I waited, because she doesn't have anything that she's got immediately selling. She doesn't have a book out. She doesn't have anything that's time-sensitive. So we thought, well, let me hold on to it and wish her a happy birthday. And it's funny, because I've known Carolyn to some degree for a few years now. I knew she was very well known. In fact, she's the only speaker my wife knew about the moment I mentioned her name. Usually I have to give a speaker's resume, and then I got to make sure to tell my wife, you know, they are definitely the top speaker in their field, and my wife rolls her eyes and says, sure they are. But with Carolyn, my wife knew her name immediately, and both my mother and my mother-in-law know who she is. So you would think she'd be a perfect guest for the podcast, yet there are some people that when you think about them, they're just a little bit too famous to ask to come on. You know, I didn't want to take advantage of our friendship, and I also didn't want to be turned down. I mean, I am proud of the podcast, and I am grateful that you listen to the podcast, but this isn't the Today Show. It's not NPR. So, you know, I don't want to think of it as some people think of these podcasts as waste of time when they don't understand what they are. This was not the case. I was kind of shocked because Carolyn asked me just kind of nonchalantly while we were at NSA in July. She goes, well, when am I coming on the show? And I said, immediately? I mean, I didn't realize that she even wanted to be on the show. So this is a great conversation with a friend, not just a guest. And so it gets a little off topic at times, but I think you can hear the friendship that we have and the fun that we're having. But it's also something I always wanted to know about. It's a lot of behind the scenes at the Home Shopping Network, as well as her new programs on transition and change. So I would love to dedicate this episode to the ladies in my life. That would be my wife, Heather, my mother, Carol, and my mother-in-law, who gets a lot of gameplay in this particular episode, Sherry. I want them to enjoy this episode with my friend and shopping icon, at least in my family, Carolyn Strauss. There's always these things where actors will take, you know, animation roles because they say, oh, I want to get cool points for my kids. It's something my kids will do. Well, this interview today is going to get me double points because it's not just my wife, who you've met, who thinks it's cool, but I think this may be the first podcast my mother-in-law will actually listen to because I'm getting cool son-in-law bonus points for having you on. And I would have you on anyways, but this is super exciting for the women in my life to have you on, and I'm very happy to hear. You started off at HSN. How did you get on HSN? Because we've all seen the Joy Manganos, or
yeah,
did I say her name right?
Yeah, that's exactly perfect.
And we know her with her fuzzy hangers.
The hangers, and of course the spin mop.
Yeah,
her mop was.
I don't have the spin mop. My wife's got 700 pink hangers, and the bag that I take to the dry cleaner. So I'm the guy walking in with a fuchsia pink bag with dry cleaning.
Yeah, the huggable hangers are the coolest invention. Yeah, they've sold millions. I mean, tens of millions of them. It's epic.
But how did you get your clothing line on? Because it's not easy.
First of all, I want to say hi to your mother-in-law, because I'm sure you're like the ultimate son-in-law anyway, Craig.
Well, I'm her only son-in-law. So, well,
so you're the best.
I am her best.
You are the best son-in-law.
And the worst, but I am both. Yes.
That is so great.
I am the best and worst son-in-law she could possibly have. Unless Chase gets off his butt and proposes to Dawn.
Wow. No pressure there,
no,
Chase.
No, it's only been a couple years, Dawn. Yeah. Come on.
All right. So the HSN thing, it is, first of all, it is one of the coolest places on the planet to work, because if you like retail and you like shopping and you like jewelry and you like shoes and you like coins and you like knives and you like electronics.
If you like stuff.
They have stuff. Right. Stuff. Okay. So
not
yeah,
just like that, not the Walmart stuff, but I mean stuff.
They actually do... oh, God, what is the word? What's the word with the museum? Curate. Excuse me. Yes, they curate products that you can't find anywhere else. So my clothes, that's where the Carolyn Strauss collection started.
And my guest today is Carolyn Strauss, as we know from HSN, but also she's now launched her own, I guess I want to say leadership, communications, all kinds of great things that you've learned as an entrepreneur, as owning a huge company that's sold millions of dollars worth of stuff.
Yeah.
I think you sold $1 million in one day.
Oh, yeah, we definitely sold $1 million. I sold over $1 million worth of $39 clothing in one day.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we were at like $7,200 a minute at the beginning of the day. So when they launched today's special at midnight Eastern, which is only 9 o'clock West Coast time, so
I'm
it's
well
kind
aware.
Of amazing.
I'm, believe me, yeah. we're the central time zone, so before I'm allowed to watch The Daily Show, my wife will, but now, before, this is, now they have all the apps and the schedules out there.
Right.
But we had, used to have to turn on just for the minute, just to see what it
at
was.
At 11 o'clock, right. You had to turn on just to see what the Today Special was, because it's actually special. But anyway, back to your original question, which is never going to happen with us, Craig.
That's all right. No, this entire podcast is tangent, so don't feel like you have to steer it back unless you're like, Craig, stop rambling.
No.
But you got on the HSN.
I got really lucky. Okay. I do consider myself the luckiest woman in the world. And I know that sounds silly maybe, but I'm really blessed. I mean, I became a plus size model when I was 21 years old. I mean, I modeled a little bit in Boston when I was in college, and then I moved to New York. Yeah, go Red Sox.
And that's the other thing. We connect, not only are we Cigar Peg members, which NSA members, but we're Yankees.
I'm from Marblehead.
Yeah, in Concord.
Born and bred in Marblehead. Yeah, I can talk like I'm from Marblehead. We can park the car in the garage if you want.
Yeah, I usually can kick into it when I either get mad or I talk to my dad.
I was going to say, if I talk to my mother for any period of time, I start talking like I'm from Marblehead. But no, I went to Emerson College, and there Dr. Kenneth Crennel taught me how to speak general American English. And I love him. And thanks, Ken, if you're listening. Anyway.
I'm sure he is.
I'm sure he is. He's amazing. I still love him. He's actually, I bumped into him at NSA about 3 or 4 years ago. Ken was here. And it was amazing because I hadn't seen him since college. He's this incredible orator. And he was here at NSA. So this is the coolest place to connect with people. Yeah, I started modeling when I was in college and then moved to New York City and became a plus-size model with the Ford Modeling Agency, which it doesn't get better than
that.
No,
that's the top of
it. It is.
Even I know the Ford Modeling Agency. I'm not a model.
Yeah, so. Everybody knows the Ford Modeling Agency. And I mean, you know, how did that happen? I was the only size 18 brunette they had with dark hair and blue eyes.
Which is everywhere in Marblehead.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Because I'm thinking about my girlfriend I used to have who lived in Gloucester, which is not far, and she's like, that's the same, it's all the same attributes. It's not that uncommon.
Exactly.
I think the blue eyes are unusual. It's usually you'd have brown eyes if you're from the Boston area.
Yeah, but I got lucky. I got my mom's eyes and my dad's sensibilities, so it all blended. Anyway, and then I wrote a book on the modeling business. I started commentating fashion shows, wrote a book on the modeling business called Specialty Modeling, and it's so funny because here at NSA, everybody talks about writing books and do we self-publish? I was published by Dutton Books before I was 25 years old, and we had the number one trade paperback. It was called Specialty Modeling, Everything You Need to Know About Large Size, Petite, Hand, Shoe, and Character Modeling. By the way, the original title was How to Make a Living as a Model If You're Not Perfect. Which I thought was, I loved that title, but they wanted to do an actual book. I thought I was writing something funny.
Yeah, well, believe me, I know the titles, my book's on negativity and how it's useful, so they always wanted to try to turn it to make it sound like it's positive. And it's like, you would be lying to the buyer. So we kind of went with a bland, you know, middle of the road title because it's safer.
It
no
is.
One, and no one will read a book with I am a negative person on the cover, you know what I mean?
Oh, I have a few friends who would buy that book immediately.
But the mass public,
so publishers freak out.
Yeah.
They do. Anyway, so that's a whole separate conversation. And so then after my book came out, I started commentating fashion shows. And then I created an exercise video. I injured my back doing step aerobics. And I created an exercise.
Why, I do not aerobics.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't do any of that so I don't get hurt.
Right, right. Because, you know, you hear about these people dropping dead of a heart attack in the gym. So why go exercise,
right? Gym fix.
Yeah, yeah.
The famous gym fix, this skinny, scrawny, dies of a heart attack. So I find that being a sedentary lifestyle, I think I will live longer in a Wall-E-type world.
Sure. You just keep believing that. Just so your listeners know, I work out an hour to an hour and a half every single day that I'm not on a plane. I really do. I mean, I go to my three workouts. Favorite workouts are hot yoga, spinning, and body pump. But now that I live in Colorado, running the steps at Red Rocks, there's nothing prettier than that. Well, you know, the amphitheater.
Yeah, I know, but there's no oxygen up there either, so you're actually getting twice as much work done.
Which is why I think people are so nice in Colorado. When I first moved to Colorado from New York City, I was in a Target, and I was walking down the aisle, and some woman, I mean, these aisles are huge, right, as opposed to New York City stores, and I walked past some woman, and she walked past me. I was standing looking at shampoo or something, and she said, "Oh, excuse me." And I laughed so hard because she was between me and the shampoo, and I called my dad, and I said, "Dad, I think everybody's here is high from lack of oxygen. I think that's why they're so nice. Stop it.
I think they're high.
Stop that.
Because of the edibles they buy at the store.
Stop that. That is not the case with everybody.
I live in New York City as well. I just think it's the slower pace.
Yeah.
It's really about
pace.
People
are so nice. Anyway, yeah. In general, people
when you're not rushing around and having to be some 9 places in 10 minutes,
yeah,
you can be nicer.
Exactly. So where were we? So anyway, I did an exercise video and I designed the leotard and leggings that myself and my 2 plus size models who I hired behind me wore. And I had a client who I had been modeling for and he was a manufacturer. And I said, what if because I spent a bunch of money on this exercise video. And I said, what if we take this video to HSN and we do a line of exercise wear, you make it, I'll design it, you make it, and then I'll go on air and sell it. Well, we went to HSN, and this was back in early 97, and they said we had a great meeting with management, which, by the way, would be really hard to get now, and we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But in 97, but they said to me at the end of this meeting, they said, well, we don't do exercise clothes, and we don't sell videos, but we love you as a designer and a spokesperson, they said to me, and we love you as a manufacturer, to my business partner. Why don't you guys do a line of sportswear? And then the Carolyn Strauss Collection was born in the summer of 1997.
So you said that it wasn't normal to get even a meeting. So how would a normal person now get a meeting, and how did you get the meeting?
How I got the meeting, can I tell you perfectly? Honestly, I don't remember.
I
don't remember.
That's fine.
I know it was like a phone call, and I had been doing fashion shows, and maybe I knew somebody who worked there. I'm trying to remember, and
that's
made
right.
the phone
it's,
call.
It's also a different system now.
Oh, so, my God. So, okay, so now you have to. Now what you would do is get Serena Williams to rep your product, or you would partner with a celebrity. If you'll notice, what's going on now is the shopping networks, it's all about your Q factor, you know, how high.
Yes. Q factor, for you don't know, is an advertising term to how likable you are.
How known.
Oh, how known
and likable.
And likable. Because I know likable is part of it.
Absolutely. But it's how known. Like, you know, Kim Kardashian, one of the highest Q factors on the planet. Yeah.
But her likability, well, no, see, her known factor is so
that's
high.
That's right.
And her likability, when they average
it balances.
It out,
it's, yeah. Yeah, it's
but
still huge.
But likability is definitely part
Taylor
of it.
Swift, highest Q factor ever, likable and known.
Right.
Internationally. So now it's all about if you're a celebrity.
And my wife is pretty irritated about that because she
look,
they don't know what they're doing.
They don't know how to sell. They know how to act.
She likes
hopefully.
Iman. I will say that because Iman is also a model.
Yes.
And so she knows clothes.
She's been in fashion forever.
And she's gorgeous and she's famous, but she actually knows what she's doing. Where Serena Williams, they just kind of went, hey, I have a clothing line. Will you help us out? And then I'm sure she approves what you present
she
on,
does,
to some degree.
To some degree. I worked on every single piece.
Right.
I colored it. I designed it. I decided what prints were going to go. We picked the colors. We picked the fabric. I worked my butt off daily. I think celebrities, some of them are involved on a certain level, but a lot of them are not as they aren't designing.
Right,
right.
You're actually designing it. So
exactly.
Every
I actually
piece.
Designed all of our.
Which
pieces.
Is why you were so successful, because you knew what average ladies wanted.
Yes.
Because you weren't. Because
I was an average.
Yeah,
you know,
not Serena
I was
Williams,
not skinny.
Who's got a an athletic body that one person has.
Oh her. My God! I actually saw her a bunch of times in the hallway there. She is the strongest female human I've ever seen.
Have you met Elizabeth McCormick?
Beautiful. No.
She's a fighter pilot. or Farmer Fry, but beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But when you see her, she looks like she could fight three guys off with bare hands.
Yeah.
And in a very elegant, beautiful way. So Elizabeth, if you're listening, it's not that you're you've got a manly body. She's just, I saw her yesterday, we were taking pictures for her power group, and it was like, damn, she could kick everybody's butt.
Can I tell you my favorite celebrity story? I only have one. I'm only going to name drop one name because I met thousands of celebrities while I was at Home Shopping. Sure. But my favorite one, I was in the chair, the makeup chair. Now they have separate makeup rooms for different guests because it got too hectic in the makeup room when we were all in the same room. But when I started there, we were all in the same makeup room. And I was getting my makeup done and I'm looking in the mirror and all of a sudden behind me, Dick Clark walks in the room. He was repping a cleaning product that a friend of his had invented. And Dick Clark walks in the room, and I'm never speechless. And I saw his reflection in the mirror, and I turned around, and I'm like, you control time in the universe. Oh, my God. And he just gave me the biggest smile. He said, I've been watching you on television today. You're very good. We'll never forget that
compliment.
Yeah,
that'll last forever.
For Dick Clark, the man who controlled time in the universe, told me I was good at my job. That was really special.
So, but when you're on HSN,
yes,
you've got some responsibilities because Mike Rowe is a famous former, I don't know if it's
QVC,
but he was a former television
host. You know what happened with him, right? He turned a doll upside down and showed the underpart and made some comments about it. And he no longer was a host there.
Yeah.
But he went on to be famous, and I thought
that's
it was
because
brilliant.
He's got talent, and he's an amazing guy. But he was doing that, and he was talking about how he was on there. He could keep talking.
Oh, honey,
imagine how that. I can't do that, even though people think I can.
Okay, I am wearing black pull-on Carolyn Strauss pants. I can talk for 8 minutes about stretchy pull-on polyester blend pants.
How do you prepare for that? Because not only are you have to do that because of just to fill time. But there's that dollar per minute thing that I hear about, and you've talked about it before.
What I actually do now, okay, while you're on HSN.
Because although you don't want to ramble.
Well, it wasn't really rambling. First of all, it was all very intentional. Here's what happens. While you're there, it's great for a woman, and I know that's sexist, but I've been studying gender communication stuff for many years.
That whole channel's based for women.
But men and women's brains work differently, right? Women multitask naturally. We do. So while you're on air, listen, you've got somebody in your ear talking to you, telling you what item's coming next and where to look and what camera to look at. There are six monitors in front of you, one that has what was shown, one that has what is shown, one that shows you the call volume, one that shows you the item number, one that shows you what's coming up next, and one with a shot of the models always, okay? So you've got all of that going on. You've got a host to deal with. You've got the models to deal with. You need to know your product so unbelievably well that all of these things are not distracting. You've got calls coming in. All the meanwhile, somebody's talking in your ear. And most important than that, there is this number that is going on behind the scenes in my own head, which are how many dollars per minute do they expect me to sell of this $29 or $39 or $49 item? And I'm thinking every second that's ticking by, okay, am I at $2,500 a minute? What can I say about these pull-on pants that will get someone who doesn't know they want it and doesn't know they need it to get off their couch, take action, and make the phone call? There is so much going on. People think it's easy. Oh, I'll just go on TV and sell my product. I got to tell you, it prepared me to be ready for anything that's thrown at me on stage or in life.
Yeah, because when you say it's not easy, it doesn't look anywhere close to easy because I'm not even that in deep in television, but I know enough to know that just having a couple monitors, not six.
Right.
Not having to know what's coming up, what just happened. Also, the host. So I'm really impressed with the host as well.
They're amazing.
Because they're the ones, because they have to deal with celebrities who may not be that well-versed in their products. And they're the ones that have to kind of push them gently into an area where they don't sound stupid.
You want to hear something interesting? When I think it's interesting. In 1992, QVC, I was living in New York City at the time, and QVC, and that was before I started my company, because I started my clothing company in 97. In 1992, I had been modeling, and QVC opened Q2, which only lasted a minute. Q2 was at Silver Cup Studios, right over the bridge into Queens, and I applied for a job as a host at Q2 thinking, what a great job. But you have to be there 40 hours a week. When you start out new, they put you on from 1 to 5 in the morning.
Sure, that's where Micro started.
That's exactly where everybody starts in the middle of the night, because there's lower risk and less dollars per minute that are required in the middle of the night. And I'll never forget that I went for the interview and it went really well, and they called me. And I was talking to my dad, and I said, Dad, I don't know, because I would have had to give up my modeling and I would have had to give up my fashion show commentating, which are the two things I love to do. But I would have had to, because they would have owned me for 40 hours a week, and I can't work all night and then go and do fashion shows, and I couldn't take the time off to go do my fashion shows and commentate. So my dad said to me, he said, it takes money to make a living, but it takes time to make a life. I'm really proud of you for choosing not to take that. And what's interesting is I want you to notice that if something is right for you, it will show up in different ways in your life. So 5 years later, my clothing company launched on HSN. So there I am doing it, but I'm doing it my way with my clothes and under my control. So just for your listeners, I just want to know that if something is destined for you, be open to how it's going to show up.
Yeah, because I'm not a big destiny person.
Okay, I am.
That's fine. But I do know that you be aware of new things, because, you know, the podcast has opened up a lot of doors for me that I would have not thought were available to me. I have to be aware that, oh, yeah, now I can host a panel on the Comic-Con, or I've done some live shows here for NSA.
Yep.
And so those things aren't things I were trying to do or even wanted to do, like as a goal. It's just one of those things where as you get closer to the door and you can read what the sign says, is that the men's room, is that the women's room, is that the storage closet, is that opportunity.
Have you seen the lucky study? There was a study done. Have you ever heard about that? People believe they're lucky and they go into a diner. And they put two actors at the diner table, and they told people that they were there to test the food. So people who thought they were just regular people and didn't believe they were lucky went in, sat down, tasted the food, came out, took the survey, and left. The people who felt they were lucky, every single one of them went in, started a conversation with the people who were sitting next to them. The people who were sitting there were actually actors who were playing the role of somebody who was looking for, like, the ultimate employee to take over something. Everybody who was lucky made the connection with the people next to them, walked out and said, I'm not thinking about the food because I just had an opportunity of my lifetime. So it's the belief that you're lucky that causes you to look around and see opportunities where regular people don't. So just change your mindset.
Well, I must be unbelievably lucky because I don't have that mindset and I find myself very fortunate. So I can't, now I'm trying to figure out what kind of things I've missed. But I won't worry about that because I don't believe that if you miss it, either something else will come along. Or if not, it's like, oh, well, I mean, we all can't win the lottery. So it's like, oh, I didn't win the lottery, so forget it. I'll just be miserable.
Yeah, no. We're all just here to have a human experience, which is kind of a fascinating thing, isn't it?
Well,
okay.
What do you want to know? Well, no, I have one more HSN question, okay. And then we'll move on to what you're doing now.
Okay.
And one of the things I've noticed, because as a Stockholm Syndrome viewer, because my wife forces me, and so I see it's on the house all the time, both channels, so I QVC and HSN. And in fact, QVC is the one I'm more familiar with. The audience you build.
Yep.
And it's not just like one-time shoppers, because there's two things that happen. And one is from my mother-in-law. She had those old projection televisions, big screens. And nowadays, they'll have a screensaver on there. But if you left a TV station on, it would burn in. And in fact, the squares, because QVC and HSN kind of use the same template.
Yep.
Of where the boxes are. There's the money box with a number on it, and then there's the big, huge description box.
Yep.
That was burned into a television. So if we were going to watch the baseball game, you would still see that box, because you wouldn't see any words on it, but you'd see that box burned into that screen. She ruined that television.
There are the two voices in my head, one that says, oh, thank God for women like your mother-in-law, and bless her heart. And then the other box goes, okay, the other person in my head goes, you know, it really got to get out more.
Well, no, anyway. But that's the thing is, it's like it's at the end of the night. She'd be in bed,
right,
winding down,
yeah, I got it.
And she shops anyways. I call it QVC is the quality value cult because my mother-in-law, Sherry, if you're listening, well, I've told you this before, so I'm not going to be out of school. She was at our house. It was Christmas time or Thanksgiving or something, and there was a big sale on QVC because it's 10 o'clock. We've got to watch for just the 2 minutes just to see what's happening. There's some jewelry on there because she's a big jewelry person. She grabs her phone. She hits 85 buttons, doesn't say a word, hangs up.
Yeah. Electronic ordering. It's fantastic.
But she has her phone. She's got her account number memorized. She had the order number memorized because they had moved on. They had all this stuff memorized because when you hear them call in, the first thing is it's always old ladies from New Jersey. Carolyn, I love you. You're my favorite. I wait for weeks for you to have your stuff on. My daughter's got the stuff. I love it. It makes my butt look good, but not too big.
You're giving me such a warm, fuzzy feeling, Craig.
But how do you deal with that live? Because sometimes you deal, because I've listened to them. They give testimonials like in church.
Yes.
But it's not like.
My mom watched every time I was on. And my mom would call me after. She's like, I love that lady from New Jersey. What a nice woman. She was so nice.
But sometimes they get real like sad. Like, oh.
Yeah. When my husband died or I had
cancer.
Or I lost my dog. I know. And I just had to.
So how do you deal with that live on television and still be upbeat, right? And this is not an ethics thing, but yeah. How do you keep selling to them? Because you're the hosts. I don't know if the hosts have souls. They seem like nice people, but they
do.
But they keep selling.
Yeah, well, because there's your job and then there's the compassion for the people who are listening. So what I would do is I'd hear that story and I'd smile and I'd think, well, bless your heart, which is, you know, a very Southern thing to say, but I learned it well. And because my human experience could understand that this woman calling in was in pain. So I would want to just thank her for taking the time and the energy to call me and that she would share with everybody and hope that she enjoyed what she was selling. It's hard to do though. It's hard to keep a smile on your face when somebody's telling you this tragic story on TV. But then what the producer would say in my ear is, okay, we're going to thank her and hang up. And so you've got to remember, I had to remember the context of where I was, which was on national television. And I had to hold the, what am I here to do? I'm here to empower women through how they dress and what an impact that makes on their surroundings.
Well, one of the great things about it is you know that when they call, they're calling because they like you. Yeah. And, or they absolutely love you. And
you know they're on a 10-second delay, though.
Well, I do know that.
They are, because there are people who call who aren't so happy and are a little cranky. Oh. And they needed to be able to weed those people out. Occasionally, people would call and it was not okay.
Yeah, because they have the system down. I know that like at the end of the order, they'll ask you if you'd like to give a testimony.
Talk to the host. On the host. That's right.
And you'll hear every once in a while, it's especially late at night, they'll have the same people come in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
and
there are
like,
people.
It's like, how do they get in? It's like, how do they get in?
There are people who order all the time. I mean, that was their thing. Anyway.
Well, no, that's the way. We have to worry about time.
Okay.
Unless you have a hard out.
No, I'm good. I just wanted to.
I know you're looking at it going, I don't want to be too long.
I don't want to be too long.
We're having a great conversation, and I wanted to talk. So now we're going to transition in exactly what you've done with your life, because even my wife was like, when you see Carolyn, ask her, because apparently she's no longer
on HSN,
and I'm doing my research. There's a lot of ladies in the forums who are very upset about that. They're like,
and I love them.
It's CSC. That's the
yeah. Well, we changed it to CSC in 2008.
Okay.
So in 2008, I actually took a break from HSN because I wanted to go and really focus on my speaking business, and I was doing some international speaking. I had some clients in Canada I was working for, and HSN, I felt like I had gotten as good at it as I possibly could. That's the other thing with me, is I want to be the best at something. But once I've mastered it, I
get kind of bored.
Yeah. And I was like, what does my life look like without this? Well, then the economy shifted in 2008 and my life looked like I should go back and take over my collection again. So we changed it from Carolyn Strauss Collection to CSC so that somebody else could rep it. Because if it's Carolyn Strauss Collection, it has to be me.
And you got to work 180 hours a year.
Exactly.
24 hours a day.
That's right. All those hours and working on it and stuff. I still had my hand on it, though.
Well,
still, during that time I was away, somebody else was repping it, but we hired somebody to go on air for us, a former host.
Well, you don't want to throw away those years of your reputation you built.
That's right.
But you don't want to have to go out there and schlep.
But what happened in 2015, it's like, so I am not married and I don't have children. Most of my friends who I've grew up with and I've spent my life with are married or have been married and have children. So think about it. I had my clothing line for 18 years. Most women have their children at home and raise them and build them and create them for 18 years and then they go away. So I find it fascinating that there are always big transitions in our lives as human beings. You know, dads have their kids go away to school. In business and in life, there are these times of big transition. And I think one of the keys and one of the things that I teach is, what is your mindset around this transition? It can be, oh my God, it's tragic. My baby left for college and I don't have anything to do anymore. I don't have a purpose anymore, which is what happens. Or I no longer have my clothing business. Who am I without it? Like, who am I without being a mom? Who am I without my clothing business? And so I really look at, what is your mindset and how do you work around these changes? Because changes happen in life.
Absolutely. And they happen whether you want them to or not. They happen whether you expect them or not.
Exactly. And sometimes they're on purpose and sometimes they're by default. That's what I say about change.
Yeah. And change is going to happen. And so it's about, because I talk about negativity and how it's useful, and you can still have a negative, you say mindset, I say attitude. So a negative attitude is bad, but a negative thought process is, well, do you worry about things? Do you anticipate problems? Do you think about worst case scenarios? Can be helpful as long as you keep the attitude of, yes, I'm doing this because I want to make sure the ride is smoother, not yes, I'm doing this because I want to stop. I want to find reasons to bail. So
what I've done is I've combined the home shopping work with the speaking work. So what I speak on now is dollars per minute. Remember, I mentioned a little while ago that I had to achieve so many dollars per minute. Well, every employee, every team member, every manager, every leader has some kind of a metric, but they're usually not clear on what is the value per minute that their product produces, that their team produces, that the service that they offer produces. So I go in now and work with companies to help them figure out what are their DPMs for everybody who works there, especially around relationships. So I'm not a productivity, time management productivity person who has systems for that.
Right.
I'm a relationship person. I'm all about, who are you surrounding yourself with? And what is the value that you're bringing to them or they're bringing to you as your coworkers, your customers, your clients, even your family members? And for the ones that aren't good for you or you're not good for them, I have some really clear strategies on how to set boundaries.
Yeah, because it sounds like to me that even if you're not in a position of sales,
right,
or that this dollars per minute, when you're dealing with someone who's frustrating, it's not about, well, how much is the company going to make from this, but it's how much time am I going to, would I need to decompress from this person,
right,
or de-stress? So if I can go home at 5 o'clock and enjoy my life the moment I walk through the door because the day was good, how much value is that versus I come home, I have to relax, I got to have a glass of wine or a beer, or I got to watch something on TV just to turn my mind off because it was such a horrible day.
Hopefully it's HSN. No, but what I'm saying...
only at 10 o'clock Central.
Okay, good.
And they're creepy because they have the schedule out. They've got games on the website to keep you occupied,
they
to
do.
Keep you on there. It is a truly a cult, except for the fact they don't... Normally, a cult wouldn't want you to talk to your family members. These, they want you to talk to your family members.
Please share
this. Bring them in.
Yeah.
Buy them stuff for Christmas, and then they get on the email list.
One of the outcomes of work when now my speaking business is I believe that people should be able to work whatever their hours are supposed to be, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, you know, 1 in the morning till 8 in the morning, whatever it is, and leave when you leave and feel like you've done a good day's work. I know most leaders and managers and CEOs, when I ask a room full of executives, who here gets in at 9 and leaves at 5, and they all laugh. And I believe it's because they are not managing their value per minute, their people per minute, and their dollars per minute. And I can teach them how to do that with my experience of running my company on HSN.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, my wife and my mother-in-law are disappointed that they can't get it on HSN anymore, but I'll let them know. I'm sure my wife already knows where she can get your stuff. She
you
still
can
does.
Give your mother-in-law my cell phone number, and when she needs a fix, she can call me. How's that?
No, because I want to make sure there's an inheritance.
No, but she can't call. She can't buy anything from me. I don't sell it anymore.
Good. Okay. I just want to make sure that she doesn't waste and squander her, because every time we go there, she has a couple glasses of wine, and next thing you know, she's got, look at all the jewelry.
You know, they sell iPads now. You know, they sell good phones now. You know, they sell the world's great. Did you get your iPad from there? Oh my gosh. So just tell her what you really like. And if she loves buying from there, boxes will show up at your house instead of at her house. It's fantastic.
I'm an amateur photographer, and my camera, both cameras were from HSN. Because they had they have the payment plans.
Yes.
They've got the sales. They're actually pretty good sales at times. Sometimes a lot of the stuff is just like you'd get in the store, but right. It's just convenience. Sometimes they actually have value.
And things like clothing and jewelry, they do, like I said earlier, curate really special. Like my stuff was only available on HSN. So if you liked the style and the quality, you could only get it there. And that was a really interesting business model as a manufacturer, by the way, which is a whole different podcast.
Well, where can people find you? Because we have a lot of meeting planners and business folks that would love to have you come to speak to them. Where can they find you?
Please, my name is Carolyn, Carolyn Strauss, Strauss. My website is carolynstrauss.com.
And I would say for $1 per minute at 32 minutes, I think we made about $38 billion.
Aw, thanks, Craig. Any time with you is the most valuable time I could spend. I love you.
That's the show. Thanks again to Carolyn, and happy birthday. Now it's time for me to try and sell some free things. You can find the show on Twitter at RealityCheckPod or like the Facebook page. Leave a review on iTunes. It would be a huge help. Head over to realitycheckpodcast.com to sign up for the weekly newsletter, and you can also download the app. All questions, comments, and guest suggestions should go to Craig at speakercraigprice.com. See you next week.